You're listening to SBS News.
New Zealand's Prime Minister has described multiple shootings in Christchurch as causing one of New Zealand's darkest days. The country is in shock after multiple people were killed and injured as gunmen opened fire inside two mosques in the southern city. Police say they have four people, three men and a woman in custody, and have impounded several vehicles with improvised explosive devices attached to them. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed one of the men taken into custody is an Australian citizen, describing him as a right-wing terrorist. Horror unfolded on a quiet Friday in the southern New Zealand city of Christchurch, with gunfire directed at worshippers at two mosques as they gathered for Friday prayers. Several hundred people were inside the mosque at the time. Ahmad Al-Mahmoud saw the gunman walking up the driveway of the first mosque that was attacked.
The guy, he was wearing all that, like an army. And he would have the big gun, okay, and a lot of bullets, And he came through and he started shooting like everyone in the mosque, everywhere. And they have to smash the door, the glass, from the window and from the door, there's a small door, smash it and to get everyone try to get out.
Catherine Jamieson lives next door to that mosque and spoke to people who described a grisly scene inside.
I was talking to some guys at the mosque who were in there at the time that it happened, who were saying it was carnage inside. Obviously, they're devastated and terrified. And, I saw guys who were from the mosque covered in blood, sitting in ambulances.
Members of the Bangladesh cricket team were in the mosque at the time but escaped safely to Hagley Park. Canterbury Police Chief Mike Bush has sought to reassure locals and others in the country that everything that can be done is being done to ensure their safety.
I want to assure everyone that we have mobilised every police resource in the Canterbury region to respond to this. And we were also in the process of mobilising every national police resource to keep people safe.
Police will not comment on whether the incidents are a terrorist attack or on the motivations of any attackers, despite a 74-page manifesto being posted online by a man claiming to be a 28-year-old Australian involved in the attacks. In it, the man claims he committed the violence to avenge the deaths of thousands in Europe. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says such an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence has no place in the country.
Many of those who will have been directly affected by this shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They may even be refugees here. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. They are us. The person who has perpetuated this violence against us is not. They have no place in New Zealand.
The Australian Federation of Islamic Councils has extended prayers and thoughts to the victims and survivors, their families and the people of New Zealand. President of Muslims Australia, Dr. Rateb Jnet, is encouraging all mosques and places of worship in Australia to be extra vigilant and for members of the Muslim community to be particularly mindful of their safety in coming days. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.